The concept of home economics is a difficult one. It encompasses how we cook, eat, clean, make clothing, make furniture, raise children, or raise vegetables, or raise silkworms, for that matter, and much, much else. It is a school subject, one that was long overwhelmingly directed at girls, and it's also a body of literature. More than 1,500 volumes devoted to various aspects of home economics are now accessible online thanks to the Cornell University Library. Joan Jacobs-Brumberg is a historian and professor at Cornell's College of Human Ecology, which until the 1960s was the College of Home Economics, and she joins us from Ithaca, New York. Professor Brumberg, let me first ask you, how would you define home economics?
Well, in the past, I would say that it was the study of the total environment of the home. But there was a great debate about that name, home economics, and whether it should be domestic economy, which was the name in the 19th century, whether it should be human ecology. So there's been a great deal of debate about what to name this field of endeavor, which really had quite an interesting scientific focus.
But it seems to have essentially been training women to be pre-mom, in a sense. Are we reading in the home economics archive the documentation of the subjugation of 19th and early 20th century women, or is there some feminist nugget in here, too?
In part, but the way I would put it is that home economics really moved women from domesticity to modernity, and in many respects, home economists were leaders, particularly in the progressive era in the early 20th century, in terms of the development of the welfare state, in terms of the spread of modern hygiene and scientific medicine. They were very big on the germ theory. The application of scientific research to industries, you know, things like what makes the best refrigerator or the best washing machine. They also popularized important research on child development and family health and budgeting. So in other words, these were women who were very enamored with the new science of the early 20th century. They wanted to apply it to the condition of women and children for the improvement of the lives of American families.
Well, in one of the books that I was browsing online, which was the 1898 book Home Economics by one Maria Parloa, who wrote about everything,
absolutely everything.
How thick the walls should be in your home, how to, not only how to buy fish, but also how to serve the table. And also she has one passage about how to organize cleaning of the house, that the household should run like a machine. It should be like machinery.
Yeah, I think that's an example of what I'm talking about, this kind of scientific model or template. A lot of the attention to details in terms of the cleaning of a home seem ridiculous to us today. But if you think about the state of scientific knowledge and the disease environment at that time, it was not so silly.
All this is happening in the late 19th century at a time when
there's a
massive immigration coming from Southern and Eastern Europe. New groups are entering the U.S. And you're saying one of the motives here behind the home economics movement, at least one of them, was to make proper Americans out of these people.
Yes, I think that was part of it. I think that, you know, the silly part of it is when you read recipes in some early home economics texts that suggest that it's terrible to mix vegetables and meat and sauce all together in one dish, the way many European immigrants did.
Keep it separate.
Instead, you have to keep them separate. Some of it is absurd, and some of it was also quite well intended, I think.
Professor Brumberg, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Professor Joan Jacobs-Brumberg, a historian at Cornell University's College of Human Ecology. She spoke to us from Ithaca, New York.
To find the online archive, go to npr.org.